Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care.
Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotions sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Today is Thursday, the 10th of September, in the year 2020. My name is Reverend Marie Roach Hepburn. I am the curate at the Pro-Cathedral of Christ the King in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Let us pray. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought us in the safety of this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome with adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your promise. Into your hands, Lord, we commend ourselves this day. Let your presence be with us to its close. Strengthen us to remember that in whatever good work we do, we are serving you. Give us a diligent and watchful spirit, that we may seek in everything to know your will, and in knowing it, may gladly perform it, to the honor and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Today's devotion is a reflection on Psalm 139, the psalm appointed for today's Eucharist. In this psalm written by David, David reveals just how much God knows him and cares for him, and by extension, us. It is a psalm of great comfort to us. Wiersbe, in his commentary on this psalm, noted this, and I quote, "If you are faithful to the Lord, this psalm will encourage you. If you are trying to hide from the Lord, this psalm will make you realize that you are fighting a losing battle." End quote. This psalm is just what we need today. Today, when the world is still so full of uncertainty, when will the pandemic end? When will there be a cure or a vaccine? What will happen to my children this week when they return to school? Will the economy ever recover? Today, we need this psalm to encourage us, to remind us that God knows everything about us and he cares for us. Let us reflect on this psalm and, if you have your Bibles, I encourage you to follow along as we look at the verses. In verses 1 through 6 of Psalm 139, David reminds us that God knows what we do. Verse 1, he says, "O Lord, you have searched me and known me." God has searched our hearts and he knows who we are, what we believe, and who we trust. People know what they see of us, who we portray ourselves to be. But God sees and knows the real us, every little intimate detail of our lives. And as such, we really cannot deceive him. We may deceive others and even ourselves, but God, who is omniscient, knows all things. Although there are over 7 billion people in this world, God knows each and every one of us intimately. Isn't this a comfort, to know how intimate God is with each and every one of us? He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He called you by name even before your parents even knew your name. He knows your pain, he knows your needs, and he knows your joys. In verse 2 we read, "You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away." God sees and knows all things, and nothing can be hidden from him, even our secret intentions, the good and the bad. God cares so much for us that he even takes notes of our thoughts. He discerns the deep desires of our hearts, those that we dare not give voice to, but he hears them. David tells us this when he wrote in verses 3 and 4, You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. And because of this, he knows what is best for us and does all that he can to guide us in that way. David writes in verse 5, "You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me." His hand steadies us and directs us. In this world of uncertainty, we can be assured that God has us under the protection of his arms, and he won't steer us in the wrong direction. What a wonderful assurance that is. And what should be our response to this? We should be overwhelmed by the height and depth of God's knowledge and be thankful that he knows us perfectly and cares so deeply for us. David writes again, "I am not equal to it." He writes of God's knowledge in verse 6, "It is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it." Brothers and sisters, his eyes upon you and his eyes upon me, and we have nothing to fear. The songwriter says, "His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me." Because God knows exactly where we are. In verses 7 through 12, David writes, "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take to the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you, and the night is as bright as day, for darkness is as light to you." Some may read this and think, "Well, if God knows so much about me, perhaps this is the wisest thing for me to do is to try and run away and hide." But brothers and sisters, all the escape routes are futile. If we go up to heaven or down to Sheol or hell, God is there. If we travel at the speed of light to the east and to the west, his hand will catch us and tenderly lead us. Even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with us. We cannot even hide in the darkness, for to the Lord, the darkness is as the light. God wants to walk with us, guide us, because his plan for us is the very best. Another songwriter said, "He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own." What a comfort to know that God is with us and cares for us. Whether we go up or down, east or west, he is there. He will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So why should we want to run away and hide? Adam and Eve tried it and failed. And so did the prophet Jonah, who only went from bad to worse. You see, my brothers, sinners try to hide from God, but believers hide in God. God knows what we are. David writes in verses 13 through 16, "For it is you who formed my inner parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them has yet existed." David declared that God is present at conception and birth. Because we were made in the image of God, and God has a special purpose for each person who is born, you are not a mistake. God formed us as he wants us to be. We must accept his will no matter how we feel about our genetic structure, our looks, and our abilities. But the Lord did more than design and form our bodies. He also planned and determined our days. And this includes the length of our life and the task that He wants us to perform, our purpose. What we are and what He plans for us comes from God's loving heart and are the very best that He has for us. How can so many ignore God when He has given us such the wonderful gift of life? Our response should be to yield ourselves to Him daily, ponder His thoughts found in His Word, and walk in His Spirit. God thinks of us. God cares for us. Should we not think about Him? Should we not care for Him? David ends the psalm with the very familiar words, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." Verses 23 and 24. Today, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let God search you, help you with the things that are making you anxious, the things that are deep within you that you dare not even utter aloud, the things that are deep within you that should not be there. Be encouraged and be assured today that God knows you. He knows what we do. He knows where we are, and He knows where we ought to go, because He cares for us. So no matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon His breast. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and yours this day and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening to this morning's devotion. I pray that you were encouraged. And we ask that you share this devotion with family, friends, colleagues, and all those who you feel are in need from a word from the Lord. Please tune in each day, and may God richly bless you. Amen. All you may need.